Blog Talk Radio.
All right. This is Watchman on the Wall. This is Elder G. Bazaar coming to you out of Warren, Ohio. All my parishioners out there, all my listeners, go grab somebody by the hand and bring them to the internet, Block Talk Radio. Turn your radio on. Listen to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the gospel of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're going to tell you exactly what the Bible says about the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his burial, his death, his birth, his resurrection, and his second coming, coming back to earth the second time. The first time was for salvation, and the second time is to deliver the church and bring judgment upon the world. For the period of time, about 2,000 years, Christ has been gone. And he's on his way back because we are in that last days. We got Brother Timothy Jackson with us this afternoon. Amen. A man of God, a man that loves the Lord, a man that loves the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and concerned about the souls of men.
Amen.
Making sure that the gospel get out. Amen. Before it's everlasting too late. And it's going to be too late when the rapture come, because when the raptures come, the tribulation period will come, and those that's left here will have to face the false Christ, and the false Christ will be a man, a M-A-N, capital M-A-N, that will claim the deity of Jesus Christ and claim that he is God Almighty and convince the world, majority of the world will be convinced by this false Messiah. Because
Amen. Men
love gossip. Men love falsehood. And the Bible, Jesus Christ said, many shall come in my name and shall do what? Deceive many people. So the world is under the deception today by Lucifer. Lucifer is busy, brother. Man, that sucker is busy. He's working 24/7. Amen.
Yes,
day and night. No lunch break. No coffee break. No donuts sitting down eating donuts. And laughing and joking. This man is out to destroy your soul. He's out to keep you from going to heaven. And he is telling the people today that the blood of Jesus Christ is not sufficient enough to save your soul. But I'm gonna, that's a lie. It comes from the pits of hell. The blood of Jesus Christ is the only way a man can be saved. You hear what I said? The only way a man can be saved is through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He died, he rose again, and he's coming back to get a church without a spot or wrinkle. I'm so glad to be here this afternoon. I'm excited.
Yes,
I'm excited. I'm excited. I feel like running, and nobody's chasing me. I feel like crying, and nobody's bothering me. And the reason I'm crying, because one thing I don't want to see nobody go. I don't want to see you be lost and go to hell. Oh, no. I don't want to see you go to hell. And Brother Tim and I, by the grace of God and by the Holy Spirit, we want to teach you something. We want to tell you something, because you're not going to hear this in the churches today. The churches, the preachers and the bishops and the overseers and a lot of men that call themselves ministers is not preaching the whole Bible. Amen. You're not preaching the gospel unless you preach the whole Bible, the B-I-B-L-E, the book of books. Amen. There's no other book like the Bible. It's more information in the Bible than all the libraries put in the world. You can take every library and put them together, but the Bible tops it all, because it tells you who God is. It tells you where he came from, and I can tell you where he came from. He came from nowhere. You say, how can he come from nowhere? You see, he's everywhere, and there was no for him to come. He's self-existent, and since he's self-existent, he's the Almighty, and there's no other God before him. And we're here to tell you the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Brother Tim, you can come on in here, man, and you say your few words, whatever you got to say. You give us prayer, and you can hand it back to me, and then we're going to get to rolling. Amen. And get into the Word of God and what thus says the Lord God. Brother Tim.
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. It is a blessing once again to have this opportunity to preach the gospel. Amen. Of our Lord and Savior. Amen. Yahshua. Amen. Jesus Christ. Amen. For our Lord and Savior. We thank the Most High for this opportunity to spread the gospel. Amen. The good news. This is good news. Amen. This is good news for the saints. It's good news for you. It's good news for me. If we have already confessed with our mouth and we believe in our heart that Christ is coming back to get the church. Amen. I tell you right now, I am so excited. It just gives me chills to think about we will get to live for all eternity. No more stressing, no more struggles, no more pain, no more to worry about paying bills, no more worrying about to get up and go to work early in the morning or late on the day, whenever you go to work. Amen. No more have to deal with, amen, us maturing in age, amen. As we mature, amen, we begin to lose things, amen. And I hear some of my family members that are maturing in age. One of my brothers, my older brother said, man, he said, I think my sight is going away, amen. We have another family member, amen, we have to pray for her that, like the doctor said, that she may be losing her sight, amen. But we're going to be praying for the Most High for healing on that,
yeah.
Amen. But we deal with so many things in this life, amen, so many things that are stressful, things that are bothersome, amen. And I don't see why people are so attached to this life, amen. It's like they don't want to leave. And just because things are good now don't mean that things can't change. Things can't become a little more challenging in life. But see, that's the things that we will not have to deal with when we are in eternal life, amen.
Ooh,
and I think, brother, amen, hallelujah, brother, it just gives me chills to think that I would get a new body, amen, brand new body, a new body, amen, and Christ is going to take this spirit that's in me, amen, he's going to take this spirit out of this old body, and he's going to renew this body, make it a brand new body, amen, we're going to be immaculate, amen, it's going to be something that we're going to be pleased with, amen, I definitely believe that, and the greatest thing, brother, is that we get to live for all eternity. Man, I still can't wrap. Amen, amen. I still cannot wrap my mind around that. That you will be alive billions and trillions of years, and you won't even know it. Time will just it won't be no time. You'll be in the eternities, and it'll just be passing by. But it'll be joy. We'll be having constant praise and worship, constant church. And I tell people, man, I'd rather be praising God and heaven for all eternity than to be burning in the lake of fire for all eternity. Amen.
Come
you pick
on,
your
man.
Choice. Amen. You pick yours. Amen. I guarantee that I won't get bored with it. Amen. I guarantee. Amen. I won't get bored with that. Amen. I guarantee I won't. But, amen, Paul said, I hadn't seen, nor has an ear heard, nor has it entered into the hearts of men. Yes, Lord. What God has for them that loves it. Man, we don't know what God has. People think they're going to miss out by being saved. And, amen, my heart goes out to those that have lost their souls, their lives in the past, even here just over yesterday. Amen. We know people passed away. Amen. We know that not everyone was saved that left this world yesterday.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
But our heart goes out to them, amen, that we wish that someone would hear and receive salvation. Amen. This is why we're here. This is why we take the time out of our time. Amen. We could be watching football. We could be barbecuing and grilling, hanging out with the kids, the grandkids. Man, amen. Doctor, I can find a whole lot of things that I could be doing. Amen. Sometimes my wife has to get on me a little bit, say, you know, she kind of remind me, hey, you need to spend some time with your family. She says, yeah, I understand the ministry. But you got to spend some time with your family, amen. We have to keep things, amen, decent and order,
amen.
So, amen. So we have to make sure that we even it out some. So, amen. But
yes,
I love the word, amen. This is why, amen, I agreed to come on, amen, with the brother 3 nights a week, amen. Because why?
Amen.
It is needed. As many people as we can get this message out to, we are sharing this message of love, salvation, and the cross. Why? We do it because we love you. That's the main reason why we do it. Amen. Is it tight, but it's right? Yes. Is it a tough message? Yes, it is. Amen. It is a tough message, but it must be preached. We have to preach the truth. We have to wake up the church and let the church know that Christ is on his way back. This is a warning that Christ gave to John to give to the churches. And now as the leadership of the church, the overseers of the church, we have to warn the church. As many pastors, preachers, and evangelists and teachers and bishops and overseers and pastors, you know, whatever your title is, even if you don't have a title, amen, because it's not about the title. Even if you just teach the gospel of God, it is about us getting the word out, amen. I can appreciate that I'm seeing more new preachers on YouTube, amen, from all different nationalities that are teaching the return of Christ. That just blesses my spirit and my heart, because that means someone is listening, whether it's our show or somebody we're talking to, or somebody's listening somewhere. Amen. No matter who you're listening to, I mean, if the truth is going forth, we just want more people saved and to come into the kingdom of heaven, because we don't want nobody lost, because we know the horrors that's coming upon this earth. We know the horrors when you choose not to receive and accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you die today and leave this world not saved, we know what's going to happen. Amen. But with that being said, amen, I'm going to go ahead and get into a little prayer. Amen. I may speak a little bit more, amen, before I get into the prayer, amen, about what we're going to be talking about today. I'm going to be touching on a little bit of heaven and hell, just a little bit, amen, not much of it, amen. But what I mainly want to focus on, amen, is where do you go? That's what I want to focus on. You got to go somewhere when you leave this world. You're going to go somewhere. When you close your eyes in this life, amen, you're going to go somewhere. So I'm going to be working in Thessalonians, amen, over there in the fourth chapter when Christ is coming back to get the church. Amen. I also want to deal a little bit, amen, with that body. Amen. We're going to get a brand new body. Amen. I'm so excited about that, brother. Amen. We shall be like him. That's what Christ said. We shall be like him. And if you remember when Christ returned to earth, amen. The disciples thought that they had seen a ghost, but they said that he was a man also, but he had the glory of God on him. Amen. He had this glow about it. He looked so immaculate. Amen. And that's how you're gonna get rewarded. Amen. That's what I want to get into. Yes. So with that being said, let's go ahead and jump right on into it. I'm gonna go ahead and say a prayer. Amen. I'm gonna turn it back over to the brother. If he want me to say a little bit more, I will. How the way he want to conduct it. But let's go ahead and start out with a prayer. Dear most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for another blessed day. We thank you for our life, our soul, our health, our strength. We thank you for your love and your compassion towards mankind, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for your promise that you have promised Adam in the garden, that you said that you was going to redeem man, dear Heavenly Father, for you have kept your word, for you have sent your son 2,000 years ago to die for my sins, the elder sins, for all, everyone's sin. Amen. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come praying that we continue to reach as many souls as we possibly can, dear Heavenly Father, of all ages, dear Heavenly Father. We are just praying that your word move forward and that the hearts be moved. Let the world know, dear Heavenly Father, and let them know that we love them, that we are giving them the word, because we do not want nobody lost, dear Heavenly Father. We bless and praise your holy name, that your spirit go forward and teach your people. Amen.
Go ahead, brother. Say a few more words. Get a couple of scriptures that you would like to get out and work on that a little bit. Yeah.
Amen. All right, Doctor. Amen. I don't mind. I don't mind. Amen.
I know you do.
Amen. So what I want to deal with, amen, real quick, amen, then we're going to come back. We're going to go over to, we're going to start in Ecclesiastes. Amen. Bob is open right up to it. Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, verse 7, amen. And this is what I want to share with you, amen, because the belief in the afterlife has always been a part of God's revealed fate to man. He's always revealed that there is something after this life, amen, that this is not it, amen. This is why he made a promise to Adam. He made a promise to Adam that, hey, I'm going to redeem you. Yeah, Satan lied to Adam and Eve. He said, what did he say? What did Satan say in the garden? He said, you won't surely die. See how Satan is? He's the father of lies. You won't surely die. In other words, you ain't going to die right away. You will die eventually. You just ain't going to die today. Amen. So that's the game that he played on Eve and Adam. Amen. And so they were deceived by that and tricked by the devil, and they decided to take of the fruit. Amen. The tree of knowledge. Amen. They disobeyed the Most High God. Amen. They disobeyed Yahweh, and man was punished. Sin ran rampant. Sin entered this world. They gave the reins over to Lucifer to rule this planet. He's been ruling for the past 6,000 years or so. Amen. So we hate that that happened, but nonetheless, God made a promise to Adam. He said, you know what? Amen. I am going to redeem, amen, man back to me because he loved man so much. Amen. That's what I love about my God. He's such a loving God. Why don't you want to be a part of that?
My God.
Man, I thank him for being such a loving God. God is on your side. God is not against you. God don't hate you. God ain't making it hard for you to come up there to be with him. In fact, he said, I made it easy for you. All you have to do is confess with your mouth and believe
come
in
on.
Your heart. And I believe
come
the
on.
Scripture says, thou shalt be saved. That's it. That's all it says. You are saved if you simply just confess and believe in your heart. Amen. So with that being said, Marie Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, verse 7. Watch what it says. It says, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was. Amen. That's talking about your body, your flesh, your fleshly body. Amen. When you pass away and you close your eyes on this side, returns to the earth. This is why they bury you. Amen. They put you in the grave. Amen. All of my loved ones that have passed on, I love them dear, and I miss them dearly, and I want to, and I desire to see them again. Amen. They are currently, amen, in the dust, in the dirt. Their bodies are in the grave, in the casket. Amen. Now, though their bodies are decaying, remember, God made a promise through his son, Yahshua, through Jesus Christ. He made a promise, amen, by the power, amen, amen, of his spirit. He made a promise that he was going to redeem man back to him one day. Amen. That we just keep his word. Amen. Now watch what it says in the scripture. It says, and the spirit shall return unto God, Yahweh, who gave it. Amen. So who is he referring to? He's referring to the man that have kept God's word, kept the promise. Amen. We've decided that we've given our life to God. Amen. We have confessed with our mouth and we believe in our heart the plan of salvation. And because of that, amen, God's going to keep his promise to man, those that love him, that when we are asleep, amen, because your body is in the dust. Your body is in the grave, but your soul will go back before God in heaven. Amen. Now watch this, amen. Let me go. Is it okay, bro? I go and share this one little amen. Amen. I want to share with you 1 Thessalonians. Amen. 1 Thessalonians.
Amen.
We're going to go there real quick. I believe it's the 4th chapter. Amen. Let's go there and see what chapter it is. This is beautiful, man. This is so beautiful. Watch what Paul wrote. This is 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter. And I'm going to throw in verse 13, and I'm going to read 14. So 13 and 14. This is what Paul said. Paul said, but I would not have you to be what? Lord, have mercy. Ignorant. Amen. Brethren. So when he says brother, who's he talking to? He's talking to the brothers and the sisters that are in Christ. Amen. That have dedicated their life to Christ. We have confessed with our mouth. We believe in our heart. And we have been changed by his Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit now indwells us. Amen. So we live for God. And we walk out of the spirit and not out of the flesh. Amen. So this is why we are known as the brother, the brethren, which is the brothers and sisters in Christ. But Paul said, I would have you not to be ignorant. In other words, Paul said, I want you to know this secret thing. It's not hidden from us. It is given to you to know. So in other words, all the pastors in the churches should be preaching and teaching this message. Amen. Now watch this.
Amen.
Paul said, concerning them which are asleep. Notice that Paul didn't say those that are dead. Amen.
Uh-huh.
So because we are not dead, our spirits are just sleeping. They are resting because Christ said, I will give you what? Rest. Your soul
come
is
on.
Resting from all the troubles of this life, the trials and tribulations from our work. Amen. That we have done. That's
come
why the Bible
on.
Said that we'll work while it is day before when night cometh. Amen. No man can
amen.
Work. Amen. When you close your eyes, you can work no longer. So do all that you can for Christ while you are alive on this earth. spread the gospel, show love, teach, amen. Teach the word, amen, in season, out of season, amen. And so it says that,
amen,
that ye sorrow not. In other words, don't worry, brother. Even if I pass away, there's no need for me to sorrow. Amen. Even if I'm on my deathbed, I'm just going to smile. Because I know why. One day I'm going to live again. Amen?
Yeah.
Now watch this. Now he said, even as others which have no what? Hope. So those who are unbelievers, the non-believers, amen, they are sorrowing. If you notice people at the funeral, man, they are just going berserk. They are just going nuts and crazy, amen. But to see if you have the Spirit of God, amen. Oh, we understand you're going to miss them. You're going to cry. But my gosh, if they believe and you believe, guess what? Paul said to sorrow not, for you shall see them again. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's powerful, doctor. That's a powerful word. Powerful. He said, you shall see them again. Now watch this. We have already proven that the spirit, where? Spirit is heaven. Where is the dust? Where is the body, the flesh? The flesh is in the dust. Amen. It's in the earth.
Yep.
We've already proved where your body is and where your spirit is. And what is your spirit doing while it's in sleeping? I mean, while it's in heaven. Paul said that you are asleep. So the saints which are dead in Christ are asleep in the earth. Amen. The bodies are resting. I'm sorry. The soul is in heaven sleeping. But watch what Paul said in verse 14. He said, for if we believe,
uh-huh.
There it is right there. So you got to believe.
That's right.
The only way that you can come. Amen. You can't cheat it. You got to come through the righteous way. You got to believe that Jesus died, amen, and rose again.
Uh-huh.
Even so, them also which sleep in Jesus, will God bring with him. Now watch this. This is how we know that they're in heaven. I had somebody tell me that, now all the souls are not in heaven. Well, if the souls are not in heaven, who is Christ bringing with him? Amen. He ain't just bringing the angels. We know the angels may show up with him, but amen. He ain't just, he said, with sleep in Jesus, will God bring with him. So who is sleep that Jesus will bring with him? Amen.
Come on.
It is the saints. It is the believers that have fallen asleep in Christ. Will God bring with him that is asleep in heaven? Amen. Brother, that is so beautiful. That just brings joy to your soul.
Amen.
So when you die, close your eyes, guess what? You won't even see the death angel. Amen.
No.
When you pass away, amen, the angels will be there to carry you. Good God Almighty. Lord, the angels will be there to carry your soul to glory. And that is beautiful, brother. That just soothed my soul.
Thank you,
amen, to know that I will not see death. Now, we know that the flesh will die because we know that since the flesh, right now, death has power over the grave. But he don't have power over my soul, brother.
No.
Amen. He just got power over the grave. But Christ said, I got the keys to what?
Death and hell.
Death and hell. Amen. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead. I'm going to turn it over to you. Go ahead. That's beautiful, brother.
Thank you. You ain't off track. You're right on track.
Oh,
this is what we're going to end time. Our main goal is try to reach the world. Amen. And our main goal is warn the world, the whole world, not just the local churches, but the world. Jesus Christ is on his way. I don't care what you say. I don't care how much education you got. Jesus Christ is on his way. And a lot of people are planning to stay here for a little bit, but the time is short. The brother said the time is up. It's up, brother. It's over. It's almost
over.
We're getting ready to leave here. Amen. I want to go over a couple of things that we cover in the Word of God, because we try to cover everything that's necessary to give you an understanding. The Bible is chronological in order. When judgment comes, it's going to happen in order. As such as we talk about the rapture of the church, we said that after the rapture of the church, the Antichrist will come. After the Antichrist comes, he will sign a peace treaty according to the Jewish tradition and the Jewish teaching that they're looking for the Messiah. After they say, sign the peace, and it's signed, the seven-year tribulation will begin. It will begin a seven-year period of judgment that Christ is going to bring up on the earth, and the world is going to be judged within a period of 7 years. And during that 7 year tribulation, there's going to be 144,000 Jews that are going to preach the gospel after. Listen to me now. After the rapture of the 144,000 Jews are going to come in the first part of the tribulation period. The tribulation period is mainly for the ministry of the Jewish nation, because the Jews have never proclaimed the gospel of Jesus Christ since the time they were called out of Egypt. And by their failure, God said, I'm going to use the Jewish nation at the end time. All right, we are at the end time. And end time means that before Christ can come, the Jews must be back in their land. Well, what you think about it? The Jews are back in their land, and more are coming from the four corners of the earth, because they know more than some of the church folks know that before Jesus Christ comes back to the earth and stands his feet on Mount of Olives, the Jews have the one opportunity to express the gospel of the kingdom and preach it to the whole world with the 144,000. The 144,000 get through with their preaching. Before they get through with their preaching, or at the beginning of the tribulation, there's going to be a war with Russia and Israel. Russia is going to make a planned attack upon the Jewish nation to exterminate the Jewish people, because Satan knows this is the only way God can work through the Jewish people to get the world to understand, look, this Messiah that y'all have rejected for 2,000 years is coming back to set up the millennial, and Israel is going to have a victory because God is going to step in and stop Russia. Russia is one of the arch enemies of Israel, because Russia needs the Middle East. They need the Middle East for oil, gas, food. They need it because at that point, at the center of the earth in Jerusalem, it connects four continents. If they can connect four continents together, the Antichrist can rule the world from the place of Jerusalem. Why? Because the Jerusalem is the city of the king, not the king of the Antichrist, but the king is Jesus Christ. And Satan is trying to replace his circus that he got. He's got a circus. He's got monkeys and giraffes. He's got baboons. And you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about sinful people who act like worse than the monkeys and baboons. They don't believe in Jesus Christ. They won't stand for Jesus Christ. Preachers won't get up and say, look, Christ is the only answer. Amen. It's not just knowing the word of God. It's living the word of God. A lot of people know the word of God, but they ain't living the word of God. Many will say, Lord, Lord, but they're not living the word of God. Listen to this. After Russia be defeated, I'm running it on down, 28 judgments will fall upon the earth. 28 judgment is going to fall on the middle of the tribulation period. The Antichrist is going to be killed. And by him being killed, the world is going to say, oh, we are done now, because the Antichrist has been shot. And when he gets shot, he's going to lay in the morgue exactly 3 days. He's going to lay in the morgue, and by him laying in the morgue, the world is going to say, oh, my God, we were wrong. He is not Jesus Christ. But Satan said, I'm going to do a miracle that has never been done from here to eternity. I'm going to do a miracle just like Jesus Christ done. I am going to let the Antichrist be shot, because this is a plot of Satan, and God is going to permit Satan to assassinate the Antichrist. And then by him assassinating the Antichrist, he's going to be dead. And the TV, oh my God, people just don't see what's getting ready to happen. All this modern technology that we have, all this state-of-the-art computers and iPhones and all kinds of ways that communication, the whole round world, the whole round world is going to witness the assassination of the Antichrist. When the Antichrist is shot, and then 3 days later, he's going to be resurrected by Satan. Satan is going to be cast out of heaven at the 12th chapter of Revelation. He's going to be cast out of heaven, and all his demons will be cast out of heaven. Woo! UFOs is coming visibly now. Demons are coming more visibly. Demons are working 24/7. Look at the crime. Look at the killing. Look at the race. Look at the porno. Look at the homosexual rising up. Look at the lesbian rising up. Look up the incest in the family. Look at the families being broken up. Look how men are using sex today. They're using it as a slop jar. They're doing anything they want to do. They're raping these women. They're taking young babies and young kids and young children and raping them and using them for their own pleasure. And then you wonder why. What's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. Jesus Christ is getting ready to bust the sky open. And when he busts it open, you better be, when Christ comes, you better be ready, or otherwise you're going to be left here and go through the tribulation period. After the 144,000 are going to be killed, God is going to raise up two prophets, and they're going to prophesy the last 3.5 years, and they're going to turn the world upside down. They're going to let the world know that Jesus Christ is coming back, and these prophets are going to preach 1,260 days. They're going to preach 42 months. They're going to preach times and the times and the times and a half, and like I say, time is going to be up after a while. And if you don't believe it, let me read the 10th chapter of Revelation, where God himself dispatched an angel from heaven with a little book in his hand. And that book is the deed of the earth, because God is going to redeem the earth. He's going to redeem humanity. He's going to redeem everything Satan has messed up. And let me tell you, he has made a mess out of families. He has made a mess out of men who now are defying and trying to blaspheme God Almighty. And God is saying, I'll give you mercy. I'll give you forgiveness. I give you my son, Jesus Christ, to repent of your sins. And man is saying today, I don't care nothing about that. I'm going to do my thing. And these prophets are going to be on what? NBC, ABC, MSNBC. They're going to be on the internet. They're going to be on Instagram. And people ain't going to have time enough to look at soap operas. They ain't going to have time enough to look at their favorite program, because the gospel is going to be preached. They're going to have control of all the internets. And the people are going to witness to the world that this Son of God, the Elohim, the Mighty One, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, is getting ready to come. And these two prophets, which will be Moses and Elijah. Moses and Elijah will be on television. Oh, come on. Come on, preacher. Where you at, preacher? Tell the congregation.
Amen. Amen.
Moses and Elijah are getting ready to come back. And when they come back, right, they ain't going to put no prosperity plan. There ain't going to be no, what you call it, brother? I can't say. Look my mind. No, what you call it?
Motivational speaking.
Oh, yeah, motivation speeches is over. I ain't no more motivation speeches. And now,
right,
amen, if the church ever gets back, it's going to have to get back on preaching the gospel. Because if it ain't preaching the gospel, you're still going to be in motivation speech, and people are still going to die and go to hell because they're not hearing the gospel. And let me tell you, I've got a great responsibility in my heart, in my soul, in my mind, to let this gospel be preached. I got a great responsibility. As the brother said last night, I got the highest calling in the world. My calling is higher than the president, higher than the congressman, because I'm preaching Jesus Christ, and he's the highest of the highest. And that's why Paul said, work out your own soul salvation, fear and trembling before God. The two prophets, Moses and Elijah, these men will have power. You talking about Holy Ghost power. They're going to speak to God and say, Lord God Almighty, don't let it rain. And it's not going to rain at all in the last 3.5 years. Water's going to turn to blood. Meteorites are going to be falling. Men are going to be scorched with the fire. And don't you worry about this climate control, because there's no such thing. God can control the climate. He's the one that can turn the heat up. He's the one turn the heat down. He's the one that can make the wind blow. He's the one that can turn everything upside down. And he's letting the world know, I'm in control. Volcanoes are spewing out all kind of lava all over the land. And folks are sitting around talking about, well, that's another volcano. And people got to move out of their land. And these prophets are going to tell God Almighty not to let it rain. And people are going to have to drink blood in order to quench their thirst. The star is going to fall from heaven. The water, that it turns to woodworm. It's going to be so bitter that if men try to drink it, they're going to die from their sins. They're going to be perishing. Right. And then Moses is going to come up and bring up the rain in. He's going to bring up the rain in. He's going to bring from the earth, amen, that caused the water, the sea, to be turned to blood. And men's blood are going to be flowing like a river because men are going to be slaughtered for their sins. God is not going to slaughter them. You know what's going to slaughter man? Sin is going to slaughter them because the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. Good God Almighty. Hey, Mr. Preacher, man. Come on, preach the word of God. I'm preaching the word of God. I'm preaching God's wrath. But let me tell you, there's something else better than the wrath of God, and that's the love of God. That's the love of God. And God said, I love y'all so much. I love my people so much. I love the drunkard. I don't love what the drunkard do. I love the unbeliever that he may become a believer. I love the whoremonger. I love those that I don't love the sin. I can't tan the sin. And so what I did to save them, I came down through 42 generations. It took me 4,000 years to get down there. And I was born in Bethlehem of Judea. I came to my own, and my own received me not. I sent a prophet before I came. His name was John the Baptist. And when he came to Jerusalem, he said, I'm not going to be preaching financial. I'm not going to preach a whole lot of healing. I'm going to preach repentance. And he said, repent and be born again. He said, repent and turn from your wicked ways. John the Baptist preaches so powerful that man, he lost his head because he was preaching the gospel. He told the truth. And let me tell you, there's a time coming when the Christian and during the tribulation going to be persecuted, that they're going to lose their life for the cause of Christ. Right. And you know why people are so relaxed today? Because they got it so easy. And let me tell you what the world face the Antichrist, there ain't going to be no picnics. There ain't going to be no banquets. There ain't going to be no gambling in Las Vegas. There ain't going to be no lounging around. Why? Because the devil is going to bring his wrath upon the earth, and he's going to persecute anybody that accept Jesus Christ. And he tell me he's going to get a system that he's going to get, and this system is called the Mark of the Beast. The Mark of the Beast is in action right now. It started in 1970. They had a computer, amen, that's able to inject into you a computer chip that can map you out and tell you where you're going, who you are, what's your status quo. It can tell you your color, your skin, and your nationality. And now the coronavirus came on the scene, and somebody said, we got to get the people brainwashed. We got to get them food. We got to get a virus going on. And so with the virus, it's so bad. But let me tell you, it's not that bad. It's all that people are trying to draw up. The Antichrist is trying to draw up that you got to get the virus in order to work, because when the Antichrist comes, he said, you ain't going to be able to work unless you receive the mark of the beast. And people want their job. They want everything they got. They don't want to give it up. And the devil said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to do some soul selling. If you don't believe in soul selling, you better go to Jesus Christ and ask him, what did the devil tell him on the Mount of Transfiguration, on the Mount of Temptation? He said, Son of God, if you be the Son of God, he said, why don't you fall down and worship me? If you will fall down and worship me, I'll give you the kingdoms of the world. And the devil's telling the world now, if you don't fall down and worship me, I'm going to behead you. But if you fall down and worship me, I'll give you the privilege to receive the mark of the beast so you can buy and sell. And that's what the world is getting ready for. Walking around with their head in the air, thinking they so better than somebody else. Another denomination. And let me tell you, denomination ain't got no plan and no way of salvation for you to get to heaven. Woo, my God. Some people, because they got a name on the back of their name, that they going to heaven. You ain't going to heaven by your works. You ain't going to heaven by your looks. You ain't going to heaven by your education. You ain't going to heaven but by one man. One man. And that man is Christ Jesus. The tribulation period will end at the preaching of a gospel by the prophets, the two prophets in the Old Testament that did not fulfill their ministry in the Old Testament, and that was Moses and Elijah. And God said, I'm going to bring Moses back, and I'm going to bring Elijah back, and I'm going to tell the NBC, give me the airways, give me the power to preach the gospel to the four corners of the earth. And the Bible says the end will not come until the gospel is preached to the four corners of the earth. And that's why Brother Tim is on the air right now. We're trying to get in some souls to let them know you better get right with God. You better repent from your wicked ways. Because let me tell you, I love you, but I don't love the sins that you're doing. And God loves you too, and he don't love the sins. You need to repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm telling you right now, that's the sequences of Revelation. There's more in Revelation that I didn't cover, but I had to make a quick run to let you know where we're coming from. We're coming from the Word of God. And the Word of God says there's a time of a seven-year period called the 70th week, spoken by Daniel the prophet. Daniel the prophet said before Christ comes, there's going to be a seven-year hell on earth. You hear what I said? Hell on earth. The only thing between the hell on earth and the hell of lake of fire is that you're not in no fire right now. But let me tell you, I'll tell you one thing. If you reject the salvation that was once delivered into the saints, once and for all, if you reject the plan of salvation through Jesus Christ, and you leave this planet without Christ in your life. I didn't say around your life. I didn't say on the top of your head. I didn't say on the bottom of your feet. I didn't say nothing about on the outside. You got to let Jesus come in to your life by the Holy Spirit, by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. You got to confess with your mouth. Amen. If I stand before the judgment, if I stand before a Supreme Court and they say they want me to confess that I am a Negro, I would have to confess that I am a Negro. And a lot of people say, I don't like that word. Call me black, American, African, Negro. Don't call me that. Don't call me Jigaboo. Don't call me nigger. Don't call me this. But let me tell you, if I was to confess that I am a Negro, then that's what I am.
Amen.
And I got to agree with that. Now, if you want to be like Christ, good God Almighty, you got to stand up and confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God and that he died on Calvary's cross and that he got up from the grave on the third day morning with all power in heaven and earth. If you got to go in the streets and confess it, you ought to do it. If you got to confess to your dog or your cat, you got to do it. Because until you confess and repent of your sin, you cannot be saved. You hear what I mean? You cannot be saved until you repent that you are a sinner, born a sinner, shaped in iniquity did your mother conceive you. You can't wash sin away. You can't run out of sin. You can't canalize sin. You can't play with sin. But yet still people are playing with it, dibbling, dabbling. And they said, oh, man, I just love this life I'm living. And I'm a Christian. No, you're not. You're a lying wonder. Because you cannot mix sin with righteousness of God. You cannot mix the blood of Jesus Christ with sin. You can't do it. You can't do it, brothers. You just can't do it. It's impossible. And the world is trying to mix Christianity with paganism and Buddha and Shinto wisdom and Allah. They're trying to mix it with Jehovah's Witness. They're trying to mix it with all these different kinds of religions and seances and witchcraft and voodoo and hoodoo and all this. And they're trying to put it in there and say, this is of God. You're a lying wonder, Satan. And I'll challenge you anywhere. I'll challenge you anywhere in the scripture. It does not say that. Jesus Christ is one way and on the only way because he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can get to the Father but by me. And if you're listening, young girl, if you're listening, if you're in your middle age, if you're 30 or 40 or 50 years old, if you're up in age and you can't get around, listen to me, listen to me. As long as you got breath in your body, as long as you got breath in your body, there is hope. There is hope.
Amen.
And the hope of Jesus Christ. But let me tell you, my brother said, when you close your eyes and you cease to be no more on top side of this earth, and they put your body in the grave, and they cover you up, and they put a tombstone with a cross on it, If you have not been born again, that cross ain't going to do nothing for you, because if you didn't believe on the man that died on the cross and let your soul be saturated in his love, you're on your way to hell. And
yes,
that's
sir.
What we don't. I chill. My spinal cord chill and shake the way you see people are dying today without Jesus Christ. Church folk, good God Almighty, preacher. Come on, Mr. Preacher. Come on, Mr. Bishop. Mr. Overseer, come on. Tell me something.
Amen.
Tell me that there's only one way. Don't try to wishwash it. Don't try to give a liminal speech and preach materialisticism. Because
that's
what the church is preaching. They're preaching work. Work in the church. Work in the church. Well, you can work in the church until the church falls down. And
Amen.
Die going, because we ain't saved by works. We ain't saved by works. We're saved by faith through Jesus Christ, not by works, but by the grace of God. He saves us. Any man should boast about his work. I can't boast about the way I preach. I ain't boasting about that, because it's not for me to boast. If I'm going to boast on something, I'm going to boast on the love of God. I'm going to boast how much he loves. How much he came all the way down from, he didn't have to. And you tell me you're going to die and go to heaven with sin in your soul, walking in unbelief, you wouldn't be able to stand heaven, because heaven was not made for sinners. Heaven was made for the saints of God, and hell was not made for mankind. Hell was made for the devil and his angel and his cohorts and his demons, and the devil knows it. And the devil knows he cannot be redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And he knows it. And he's telling people that you can get to heaven without salvation. He's telling you work in the church, sing in the choir, preach behind the pulpit, serve communion. He's telling you all, be the doorkeeper, be the janitor of the church, just go to church, go to Bible study. Yes, but that won't make it. Because if it's by works, you have fallen from grace. Because the law cannot nobody. The law is a schoolmaster. Took you by the hand and led you no other place. The law ain't going to lead you to the beer joint. The law ain't going to lead you to the whorehouse. The law is going to lead you to the cross.
That's right.
And look. And the law will say, look at that. Look at that. All the laws that you don't broke, all the cussing, all the backbiting, all the church lying, all the Jesus Christ took all that on the cross.
Yes.
And he nailed the cross. And he did it for the world. And the world is saying, if I keep the law, I can make it. You're a lying wonder. You tell the devil you're a four-faced liar. You are a liar. You was a liar from the beginning, and you are a father of lies. He produces lies. He makes lies. He loves a lie. He can't tell the truth. If he tell the truth, he'll tell a little bit of truth, but he's a lie behind it. So he's a lying wonder. My God, don't let nobody tell you you're going to work because you're going to go to him because you look good. A lot of pretty women in the world today. A lot of pretty women. A lot of handsome men. Oh, yeah. We got people in the government. Oh, man. We got women in the government. We got young men and young boys. Got teenagers.
That's right.
They think, man, look at me. I'm the handsome of the handsome. I'm God's gift from heaven. No, you're not. You're Satan's gift from hell if you believe on him. If you believe that the devil, amen, can tell you that your looks can prevent you from going to hell. I don't care how good you look. And one thing about it, I'm going to show you something. Satan was the most beautiful angel. Good
yes,
God
Lord.
Almighty. Man,
yes,
that sucker was a bad dude. He had everything. And God created him out of nothing.
Yes, he did.
And brought him forth and presented before the angels and said, this is Lucifer. He is the head angel of the heavenly choir. And I put music in him. I put all kind of music in him. But to praise my name. And when Satan fell, when Lucifer fell and came to earth, he detested the music instruments. And now he's down here on earth and he's messing up the music ability that he had to praise God. He done twisted into debauchery. He done said all kinds of things. He blasphemed God in music. He done did all this rock and roll and this booty shaking. He done made the music so good that women are shaking their behind. God, men are stripping their clothes off, stripping themselves almost practically on TV. It's almost it's coming to that way, but it's almost there. And the world is saying, yes, man, that's good. Woo, I love that man. Look at that chick. Uh-huh. Come on. Look at that man doing a strip tease. Let me tell you, people, Corona ain't stopping the whorehouses. Corona ain't stopping nothing that the devil has progressed to do, and that is destroy your soul. But the church, he said, we got to shut down the church. The pastors don't feel good. Well, you better have somebody or something and open them doors up. people are dying, going to hell because they ain't hearing the true word of God. And let me tell you, you can love it or you can lump it. And I say that, I don't say that in anger. I don't say that in hatred. I say you can love it or you can lump it. That means the gospel is the only thing that can change your life and keep you out of hell. Because if you go, it will be your fault and nobody else's. This is the word of God. This is what Revelation is saying. This is what the time of tribulation is getting ready to hit this earth. And when it hit it, amen, a lot of people going to be shocked to know that those two preachers and other preachers in the world, other preachers on the internet, they were telling the truth. And those that hear Brother Tim and I, amen, if you be left here and you heard this gospel, you're going to say, them guys were telling the truth. They were telling the truth. Right. And you know somebody didn't believe it because they didn't. I don't see where they went to no theological school. They ain't got no plaques on their wall. They ain't got no BHD and the CDD. They were right. You know why we were right? Because we come from the Word of God.
Right.
And if you ain't coming from the Word of God, I don't care what theological school or theological school you went to, because they ain't preaching the truth. They ain't standing up for the Word of God. They want to pick that. Say patty cake, bake that man. They want to say nursery rhyme, but the Bible is not a nursery rhyme. The Bible is the word of God, and let me tell you, it'll drive you or it'll draw you. And the world today has been driven away because you know why? They don't want it. They don't want it. And by them not wanting it, guess what? This is what you got to do. This is what you got to suffer. You got to pay, and you can't go down the bank and pay for it. You got to pay for your own sins.
Amen.
And your own sin payment is death. What is death? Spiritual death. Separated. Mm-hmm. You hear what I say? Separated from God forever and ever and ever. Forever and ever. Punishment for your own sins because you refused the beloved one. The one that came down, they tell you something. They crucified that man. They crucified the God man. And God said, not my will. Father, let your will be done. And he went to Calvary cross for your low-down, dirty, rotten, conniving, sneaky self. And you want to reject it. You want to talk about God like he ain't got good sense. You want to talk about God like he's a playboy. He ain't no playboy. Mm-hmm. He's an eternal Yahweh, Elohim, Jehovah.
Amen.
And the world is saying, hey, y'all two preachers sound like a broken record. Man, why don't y'all get that thing fixed? You sound like you're broke. I ain't broke. I ain't broke, brother. I ain't broke at all. Woo! The earth is the Lord. The food is there unto him. And guess what? He's my father. You hear what I said? He's my father. And I ain't short of nothing. And because God has been so good to me and so loving to me, I'm going to proclaim his name and let the devils in hell swing on the gates of hell all they want. We're going to preach the gospel. Brother Tim and I are going to preach the gospel just like
that's
it's
right.
written in the Bible. So don't come with no excuses. Somebody out there needs Jesus Christ. Somebody needs Jesus Christ right now. Somebody needs to go tell somebody, one of your friends that's over your neighbor's house, y'all just laying around talking. You need to get that radio, get on that internet, and say, look, man, I want to hear this preacher. I want to hear Brother Tim. I want to hear Brother Bazaar preach the word of God. I ain't going to church now, and if I do go, I'm not hearing what they're preaching. You know why? Because we're preaching the Bible. And if you preach the Bible, you only have too many followers.
But amen, that's right.
About the yin-yang, you know that yin-yang talk? That talk that, like the salvation of Jesus Christ, amen, is going to come upon you and you not know it. You got to want this. You got to want Jesus. If you don't want Jesus, it's not that Jesus don't want you, but there's a day coming when he said, I can't use you now. You don't wait too late. Time is up. We need those that's listening right now. We need to go grab somebody's hand right now.
Yes.
And listen to what the word of God is saying. I'm serious. And I'm coming down. Coming down off a high now. Amen. I do get high. Amen. On the Holy Spirit. Amen. I don't take no drugs. I don't drink, and I don't crowds around. I ain't in that. And I,
right.
Most of my life, I had my sins to deal with, but I never got into all that stuff. I never got into all that going to bed with four or five women and having oral sex and all that. I never got into that. Why? Yeah. Because God said, I'm going to use you. And I said, Lord,
right.
I want to be used by you. I don't want to go around with a shame faced. Talking about I know the Lord and doing all kind of crap.
That's right.
I mean, you know, if you're doing a whole lot of crap, you can't preach against it. Uh-oh. A lot of preachers doing a whole lot of crap, and they can't preach against
it. Amen. That's right.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Whole lot of preachers doing that. They're not telling the people, look, y'all got to stop whoring around here. You got to stop fornicating. You got to stop that. Now, I'm going to tell you why. Because the Lord had me on it. The devil had me on it, and I had to stop. And I couldn't preach about it until I stopped. And the world is saying, oh, that's all right. You're just a little weak. No, come on now. Ain't no excuses. Ain't no excuses. Hey, man, if you got a car full of gas and you got to go to work in the morning, hey, man, ain't no excuses you being late. Ain't no excuses. You got good tires on the car, and you come in there 15 minutes late. You tell the boss, oh, boss, I couldn't get my car up the hill. You lying. Come on. Ain't no use you telling Jesus. Ain't no use you telling Jesus at the judgment seat, oh, Lord, I couldn't get up on that cold winter morning and go out there and open the door. It was too cold. Well, let me tell you, if you don't be obedient, hey, man, you're going to run into trouble because somebody might want to come to the house of God and listen and pray. So a lot of excuses going to be tried to be said at the judgment center, and there ain't going to be none. My friend,
amen.
We love you. I tell you, I love you to the bottom of my heart. And I hope one day I could see the ones that me and Brother Tim spoke to and hear it over this internet, because we're gonna keep it moving until Jesus comes. As long as I got breath in my body, as long as Brother Tim got breath in his body,
amen.
We're gonna preach this. Ain't no preacher, ain't no man, ain't no dictator, ain't no totalitarianism government can stop me from telling the world Jesus. It's the only way that a man can get there. I tell the Muslim, I tell the Jehovah's Witness, I tell them, look, y'all need to read your Bible. You need to get on your knees, because there ain't no other God but the God of Israel. And if I have to go through a test like Elijah, I'll prove it to you. Elijah said, and I'm going to give it over to Brother Tim, let him work on it. Oh, Elijah said, if I be not a man of God, good God, let fire fall on me. And I tell
amen.
You tonight, if a Brother Tim and I is not a man of God and telling you the God's truth, let fire fall on
amen.
Me right now. I mean it.
Amen.
I ain't fucking and jiving you. Let fire fall on me. It came to a point that Elijah
right.
got tired and went back to he sent 50. 50 said, hey, Elijah, is it going to rain pretty soon? And he said, are you a man? He said, if I be not a man of God, let fire fall on you. And guess what? It consumed 50 men. And I challenged the world. I challenged the government. I challenged the Illuminati. I challenged all secret society. I challenged anybody. Come on and try with me. Because I got a God of gods and a Lord of lords. I know a man that Daniel knew. I know a man that the Hebrew boy knew. I know a man that Samson knew. I know a man that's a man of men, and he's a God man. He's God in the flesh. Brother Tim, I'm getting all choked up now. I'm coming down off my high. Come on
Amen.
With it.
You're all right, Dr. Amen. I was listening to you. Good word. Amen. Really, really enjoying that. Amen. Dr. You was going hard. Amen. Amen. Especially when you talk about those demons. Amen.
Yeah.
Working double time. They're not working overtime. They're working double time. And man, let me tell you, brother, if you ain't speaking the truth and speaking the word, Lord have mercy. There are so many young people just losing their lives. I mean, just seem like it's just multiplying. And we know the same thing was going on in when I was younger. But I don't know if it's because of social media or what. But so many young people just dying, senseless death. They just killing young girls, young females, young boys. They just out here just murdering, just taking lives. And you just wonder what's getting into people to where people
yes.
are just senselessly over nothing. Just taking
Damn.
People's lives. You
Damn,
don't have
brother.
The power to bring somebody back alive. Why are people out here just taking other people's lives? Brother, it's so
yeah.
sad out here. You know, it just gets to the point where I really don't too much watch the news that much no more, because all you hear is just keep hearing sad news. The little children dying, people shooting and killing little kids, just senseless stuff. Amen? And this is
yeah.
a sign. Amen?
Sign.
We are to pay attention to the times and the seasons. And this is what we have to do. We have to watch
yes,
the things that are going on in the world, because these things speak to us who are the believers, who are the children of God, not to us that who minister the word, but it should be speaking to all people who are the believers of God. We should pay attention that, hey, something is going on. Hey,
yeah.
As the brother said,
yes, sir.
Time is up.
Time is up.
Amen. That's what the brother said. Time is up. So we going to have to get it right, get it together. Time is not long. Amen.
No,
we don't know when Christ may come back. Amen. We're not trying to say we predicted when Christ coming back. That's not what we're saying. But we are simply saying that, brothers and sisters, you know if you have it right. You know what you're doing. You know if you're playing or if you for real. Now, if you for real and then we're not talking to you. But for those that are out here just playing around and playing games, Lord have mercy. Amen. I just pray that when he come back, that you are not left to.
Amen.
Because we don't have much time. Amen. We got to get out here and spread the word, show love, spend our time studying and reading the Bible. Amen. Teaching people what's going on out here so that we can be ready.
Come on.
Amen. I want to be ready. Amen. I remember
ready.
That song when I was a kid. I want to be ready when Jesus comes. I remember
when
the old saints, amen, at the church. They used to sing that, amen. And I love going to church with the mature and age saints, because they would sing those gospels and those hymns. They wouldn't need no music or nothing. And, man, they just be in there just praising God. Will you be ready when Jesus comes?
Will you be
ready? Will you
Amen.
Be ready when Yahshua come? Amen.
Woo-hoo.
Because we need to be ready and prepared. Amen. The scripture says that we ought to be prepared for when Christ comes back. Amen. The Bible says Christ, they send warnings to us. Amen. That we ought to be ready when Christ turns back. You don't want to
Amen.
When he comes back. We don't want to be left behind. time out for all this playing. Amen.
Amen, brother.
We should do something different. Amen. Brotherly love. Talk about love. Loving one another. Amen. Taking care of one another. All the talking about one another on the phone. Like the brother said, they got your chin up in the air. Lord have mercy. I've heard so many people in the world say that they can't stand church people because church people think that they're better than everybody else. The world mm-hmm. should not be talking about the church like that.
No.
They should not think that way about the church. We are no better. What did Paul say? What did Paul say over in, I believe it's Romans, the 3rd chapter? Amen. Let me see if I can go there real quick. I believe
all
it
right.
was verse 9. Let me see if I can run over there real quick and read what Paul said.
All right.
Paul said in Romans, the 3rd chapter, verse 9, he says, Paul asked a question. He said, what then? Are we better than they? Watch what Paul said. He said, no. In no wise, in all your wisdom and knowledge, we are not better than the people who are lost and out in the world. The only difference between us and them is that we are saved by the grace of God, and we have chosen. Amen. Amen. We have chosen to confess with our mouth and to believe in our hearts, and therefore, not by works. Amen.
No.
As the brother said, ain't by works. You ain't did nothing. Least any man could boast, no sir, Bob. You won't get me boasting on my salvation. Christ is the one that went to the cross.
Yeah.
So what did Paul say? He says, for we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they are what? All.
All
not some. Not half. All.
No.
Are under sin. Amen. That's what he said, right? And then somebody in verse 10 says, as it is written, in other words, according to the scriptures, there is none righteous. No, not one.
Not
Lord have mercy. This is why in Revelation the 5th chapter, John weeps. See, John knew the scriptures. There was none worthy to loosen the seals, but
the Lamb
who was slain for the sins of the world. For my salvation and yours, Lord have mercy. That's all it took. Amen. Amen. That's all it took. That's all it took. Amen. So I want to get into some more scriptures, amen, but I have to share that. I want to go over to, amen, I'm going to come back to 1 Thessalonians, but I want to deal with what Paul said, amen, about that moment and a twinkling of an eye.
All right.
That we shall be changed. Amen. We will have a glorified body. We won't have this body no more. He said,
no more.
Corruption, amen, we'll put on incorruption. Amen. He said that we will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed at the last trump in a twinkling of an eye. Brother, that's going to be so beautiful. Man, how beautiful and neat would it be that we get to live and see Christ return? Oh, my God. That's going to be something to see.
Yes, sir.
When them trumpets blow, Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
And the archangel shout, the scripture says that the dead in Christ is going to rise. Amen, doctor. And them spirits gonna come out of the earth. Lord, have mercy.
Yeah.
Man, God is so good. Amen. God is so good. So I want to share this scripture.
Go ahead.
1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. Let's look at verse 35. Let's just start there. We're going to let the Holy Spirit just work. Amen. Paul said, but some man will say, how are the dead raised up? Amen. And he said, and with what body do they come?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, what do you say? Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened, except it die. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
And that which thou sowest not that by it that shall be, but bare grain. It may chance of wheat or some other grain. But God giveth the body as it has pleased him. And to every seed, his own body. Amen.
Yeah.
That reminds me of how we are now. Everybody has their own body. Nobody
yeah.
is you. In all the universe, God only created one Tim. He only created one Elder Bazaar. Amen. You are unique. You are beautiful. Amen.
Yeah.
And this is how God has created us. He's created us beautiful. So can you imagine when he come back in a moment in the twinkling of an eye? That's got to be some power that he's going to be able to change all those spirits and all those souls in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Amen. It's going to be so amazing.
Amen,
and you're going to have
Father.
New. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're going to have a brand new body.
New
Amen.
Body.
You're going to be ready and built for eternity. Amen.
Hey.
Amen. We're going to be ready and built for eternity. And it's going to be so beautiful. We're going to all be together rejoicing, getting praise in his holy name, and just thanking him for bringing us through this life. Amen. And blessing us to just follow and walk after the Spirit, not after the flesh. Amen. Because we have to be careful. Because sometimes, amen, we begin to walk what? After the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
We get to think, see, what Satan do, he'll try to entice us like he did Eve in the garden. He'll make this life so attractive. Amen. You know, I couldn't figure out, Doctor, why every year, why they sell cars every year. It ain't no need to sell no brand new cars every year. There's enough cars on this planet. We don't need no new cars every year. But what they are doing, they're trying to what? Entice you to make you believe that all that cell phone you got is irrelevant. That car you got is irrelevant. It can't do all this nice new stuff to keep you, amen, to keep you in debt. Amen. But see, the devil is a lie. Amen. We give him all the praise and all the glory. Amen. And we walk in the Spirit because why? We love God and we know that he loves us. Amen. What has he done for us? Amen. He has given us eternal life. Amen. And we are following his son. Amen. And we want to be just like him.
Praise God.
Every day. Every day, doctor. We want to be just like him. So when he returns, Lord have mercy. The scripture says that, for we shall be what? As he is. It's going to be number love, peace,
mm-hmm.
and joy among the saints. Brother, this is what we're trying to get to. We are ready for the return. Amen. And we are getting the church ready for his return. This is going to be a great event. Amen. We try to, we just kind of just brush it off like, oh, yeah, Christ is returning. No, this is a great event in the Bible.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
He's come back to get what? The church. And he's
church.
Given churches many chances, many opportunities to get it right. There won't be no excuse when you stand before Christ. Amen.
No.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. It ain't going to be no excuse, doctor. None. When Christ returns, and you stand before that judgment seat, Lord, have mercy.
All right.
Ooh, and Enoch said that God's throne is great, beautiful throne. Man, when you stand before the great white throne judgment, Lord, have mercy. All we can do is be praying for your soul. Amen. We are praying that you get saved today before it's too late. Amen. We got to start talking to the youth, getting them prepared, getting them ready. Amen. We're losing too many young people. I heard to the streets, and it makes no sense because, amen, we think just because we survived it that they'll be okay. No, we got to be praying for young people. Amen. Just the other week, amen, one of my wife's relatives, amen, young man was just gunned down walking down the street, amen, because he got to an altercation the day before with some young men, and the man got mad because he got the best of him and came back the next day and shot him and took his life.
Just like that.
And just like the doctor said, amen. He said, these demons are working overtime.
Overtime, brother.
They were, yes, sir. You better know they are. See, when you say certain things, amen, one of my mentors taught me a long time ago. She said, be careful what you say because you put it out there in the atmosphere, and the devil and these demons can hear you. Amen.
Yeah.
So you tell them your mindset when you begin to speak. That's why it's always best to keep certain things to yourself and not share them because they know your heart when you begin to speak out. And when you begin to say stuff like, I remember one time this guy told me, he said, man, I'll do anything for that right there for money. I said, what you mean you'll do anything for money? So you got to be careful what you say. Amen. Because, see, the devil will call you out on it. Oh, you'll do anything for money? And see, he'll put it before you. He'll put the challenge before you to see if you're serious. And so many people made so many bad mistakes, amen, just for money. Just for money. Sold
just
a
for
soul.
Money.
Just for money. Have taken
money.
Somebody's life, Lord have mercy, young people's life, just for money. Have harmed and hurt
Woo.
People just for money. Lord have mercy. I'm here to tell you through salvation, that ain't worth it. That ain't about nothing. God has something much better for us. Amen,
much
brother?
Better.
He got something
yes,
much better for us. That we
much
ain't got
better.
To sell our souls for it. We ain't got to do nothing dastardly or strange or crazy for it. We ain't got to go out and hurt nobody and harm nobody for it. You got folks out here robbing people and getting up a little change, but you done took somebody's life.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Yes, sir. And these demons just working overtime, just finding whoever they can devour, whoever they can use, whoever's weak-minded, who they can just take their mind and just possess them, and they just killing people. That's real.
Yeah.
Demon possession
yeah.
is real. That's why we talked about the other week. Demon possession is real, and you don't
real, brother.
Amen, doctor. You don't play with it at all.
Don't
Amen.
Play with it.
That's why I'm very careful about who I let in my house. That's why I always have to pray over my house, doctor, and anoint my house. Because
no,
even the maintenance man, you don't know what the maintenance man out here doing.
Yeah.
Amen. So we have to.
Yeah.
Amen. We have to be cautious. Amen. About who we're letting in our house. Amen. And who we're dealing with. Amen. So I want to get back to the scripture real quick. Amen. So, amen. I want to go back to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, and I want to start at verse 40. I'm going to read on down. It says in verse 40, 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, says, there are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun and another of the glory of the moon and another glory of the stars. For one star different from another star in glory. Amen. Then
yes,
I tell you
man.
That we're going to be unique. We're going to be unique. Oh, man, you're going to be so beautiful. You're going to be shining like the stars in heaven. You're going to have your crown. You're going to have your robe. Christ said he's coming back with the reward. Amen. Is that what he said?
Amen.
He said, I'm coming back quickly. Amen. I
yeah.
have my reward with me. And we want you to receive your reward. I want my reward, doctor. I want all that God
all
has
right.
for me. Amen. Not some
right.
of what he has for me. I want all of what he has for me, doctor. Amen. I'm going to turn it over to you. Amen. So real
all
quick.
Right,
it says that in verse 43, it is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It's talking about this body. Amen. It's talking about this mindset. Amen. But it's going to be raised in power. Amen. And it's going to be raised in glory. Oh, you're going to
yeah.
be beautiful when you're in the sky in the heavenlies with Christ. Oh, we're going to get
Woo.
To see one another in the sky. Lord, have mercy. You're going to be so beautiful just shining in the sky.
Hallelujah.
Lord, have mercy. Ooh, man, I'm brother, I can't wait to be in that number. I'm going to turn it back over to you, then I'm going to come back. But I have to say, I can't wait, brother, to be in that number.
Amen.
Lord, have
mercy. Amen. Amen. Good.
Yes,
this is awesome. I mean, those that's listening out there, we are serious. We are serious about this.
Yes.
I'm not doing this because I ain't got nothing else to do. I could be doing a whole lot of things, but it wouldn't satisfy
me.
And the only thing that satisfied me is to get on the air and talk about Jesus Christ. And that satisfied me. When I go to sleep tonight, amen, I'm going to say, thank you, Jesus, for giving me the opportunity to be a representative for you on this planet before you come back. Because when Christ comes to get us, I want to know this. Listen, I'm going to give a couple of scriptures. We're going to talk about this judgment seat of Christ that he said it for. I want to let you to know, Brother Tim and those that's out there, I'm headed for the judgment seat of Christ. That's where I'm headed.
Yes, sir.
I got my ticket. Amen. And my faith is in Jesus Christ. I've been born again. I've been saved and sanctified. I've been redeemed, and I'm headed for the judgment seat of what? The born-again believers. So if you're a born-again believer tonight, if you have been born again and you have given your life to Christ, you're headed for the judgment seat of Christ. And when you headed for the judgment seat of Christ, you're headed for the judgment seat of Christ for your works. Did you get that? You're headed to be judged for your works. Your works, what you've done for Christ while you was here on earth. And Apostle Paul, he reads in the third chapter, I think that is. If you get your Bibles, go to the third chapter of Paul writing, says in the 11th verse. We're going to read that very carefully because I do want you to get the full understanding that there's a judgment for the born-again believer and there's a judgment for the wicked.
What chapter, brother?
Yes, sir. And a judgment for the unbelievers. Because a lot of people think everybody going to go to heaven, God's going to pick them out. The ones that's right. No, he's not going to do that. All the picking is now. So if you choose Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, even if it's 5 minutes from now or 1 minute from now.
That's right.
Guess what? You are ready to go for the judgment seat of Christ. You don't have to live a long time to get to heaven. Amen. You can die in the twinkling of an eye. And if you die, now here's another thing.
Right.
If you die without Christ, I guarantee you, no money back, no promises back. You're going to be lost, and you're going to die and go to hell. You're going to go to hell because you rejected Christ. Apostle Paul tells the church, this is to the church, not just the church goer, but I'm talking to the born-again believer that goes to church.
That's
because
right.
You can go to church and not be born again and still miss the judgment seat of Christ. If you miss the judgment seat of Christ, you will have to face the 7-year tribulation period, which is the Antichrist. So Apostle Paul says, the 11th verse says, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Get that now. There's no other foundation that you can lay your soul on, spirit on, your hope on, your faith on, or anything else that you want to lay on. You cannot lay it on nobody else but Jesus Christ. Anything else is laid on, it's rubbish. It's foolishness.
That's right?
It says, any other cross, another foundation, therefore, unacceptable to the Lord. If you don't come to God through Jesus Christ, you're living a hopeless life. You don't have no hope. My hope is built on nothing less, than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest thing, but holy, what? Holy, lean on Jesus' name. So my hope is on Jesus Christ. When the rapture of the church occurs, as Brother Tim said, we're going to be changed. Only those have been redeemed. And he says, who is he? God manifested in the flesh, and that he did the redemption through the cross. Jesus Christ brought redemption through the cross. Not some pinky-pinky cotton that somebody done drew up out of the pits of hell and set Jesus Christ on the sideline and said, this is our leader, this is our This is who we're following. We're following what so-and-so said or so-and-so said. Well, I said, if you follow that kind of doctrine, you're going to hell. Because the only one you can follow that has the true doctrine is Jesus Christ. The 12th verse says, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, and precious stone, or wood, hay, and stubble, presents Paul using these symbols, the first three are materials that will stand the test of fire. Symbolically, the word of God is fire. The word of God will burn up anything, but it won't burn silver, gold, and brass. What it do, it will melt it down, and it will purify it. But Paul says the standard wood, hay, and stubble will not stand the test. If you burn wood, it's going to become to ashes. If you burn hay, it's going to become to ashes. If you burn stubble, it's going to become to ashes. That represents sin. Anything that consists of sin is wood, hay, and stubble because it will not stand before God Almighty. There's some Christians who are weak, some Christians who are not filled with the Holy Spirit, some Christians who are not mature, some Christians who have problems in their life that they can't get it together, and the reason why they can't get it together because they want to play the double standard, amen, because when you serve God, worship God in spirit and in truth, for God is spirit, and those that worship him, wait a minute, you mean to tell me, preacher, that really, I cannot get in touch with the Lord unless I come in the Spirit. I have to have the Spirit of God in me. I got to have the Holy Ghost in me for God to hear my prayer. Now, I know God don't hear sinner's prayer, but he'll hear sinner's prayer if he come into repentance. If a man repent and turn from his wicked ways and say, Lord, I'm a low-down, dirty, rotten sinner, and I believe that you died for me, God will hear that prayer. And turn from your wicked ways. God will hear that prayer because it's the Spirit that convicts you. It's the Spirit that tells you you need Jesus Christ. And if the Spirit leads you, it'll lead you right to the blood and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. So when we go to heaven, the born-again believer will be there, but they won't be judged for their salvation. The salvation has already been acquired. You're already saved. You're already sanctified. You already made your commitment and confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. He said, if you do that and admit that and repent of the sin, he said, thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
Period. Ain't no plus sign, ain't no adding, ain't no subtracting. You got to come to Jesus Christ, period. Every man's work shall be made manifest at what? The judgment seat of Christ. For that day shall declare it, and the time of judgment seat of Christ, because it shall be revealed by fire, the fire of God, the word of God. The fire shall try every man's work of what it is sought. If you are a child of God and you're walking in the Spirit, you're doing the will of God, you're witnessing, you're praying, you're going to Bible study, you're comforting people, you're encouraging people, you're going out praying for people, you love people, you want to see people get saved. That's of the Spirit, because the devil ain't got that kind of spirit. Satan don't have that kind of spirit. The flesh don't have that kind of desire. You got to walk in the Spirit to love people. You got to have the love of God in your heart. And the Bible said the love of God will pass all understanding. The love of God is far beyond that we can even comprehend, because God comprehends it. For so loved the world that he gave his what? His only son. He could have kept his son in heaven. He died and go to hell. And nobody would be able to arrest him. Nobody wouldn't be able to make any kind of complaint. But by God's love, he gave his son up to a dying, cursed, sinful world where people were born in wickedness and in sin and in degradation and blaspheming and cursing and lying. He came down here And when he came down here, he didn't want to play no pinochle. He didn't want to play 21. He didn't want to play no poker. He didn't want to play no game because he is no game. He is real because hell is real.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants
to save
everybody from hell. That's what he wants to save you from. And the only way he can save you from is through his blood. So when the Christian leaves this planet, we are going to the judgment seat of Christ. Listen, wood, hay, and stubble represent the flesh, because anything done in the flesh is going to be consumed. Gold, silver, and brass represent the works through the Holy Spirit. Anything you get for Christ, the only way you can do anything for Christ, you must know him in the pardon of your sins. Woo! Because the Spirit is the comforter, it's the guide, it's the overseer,
amen.
It's the for your sin. It will tell you exactly what to do and show you how to do it, because there is no greater teacher than the Holy Spirit. It teaches you. It woos you. And the Bible tells us not to grieve the Holy Spirit, neither quench the Holy Spirit. So let me tell you, that's going to be in the judgment seat of Christ. So in
amen.
A moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the church of the living God will be removed from the earth, from the four corners of the earth, from Africa, Cape Cod, from the tip of Africa, from the United States, from England, and from Western and Eastern Europe, from Australia. God, Almighty God, the God of heaven is going to blow the trumpets, and the church will be removed from the planet
yes.
earth. Boat areas, in the ghettos. Oh, there's some people saved in the ghetto, in the prison, in the sane asylum. Oh, my God. God got people in the sane asylum that's saved. Do you know what I'm... Oh, no. That's too deep for some people, because they can't get saved. In fact, some people that's retarded, amen, can get saved quicker than those that got call themselves having their right mind. Because God don't have no respect of person. And
that's
God
right.
wants to save. And when he raptures the church, it's going to be a vacuum on the planet. And the wicked will be left here. And you say, well, preacher, where you get that idea that the church is going to be raptured up? Well, I got to go to the Bible. I'm not going to Playboy. I'm not going to Good Housekeeping. I'm not going to the Jet Magazine, because they don't know nothing about this. They don't even talk about this. I'm not going to the dictionary, because the dictionary don't know nothing about this. In the book of Revelation, that's where I got to go, the fourth chapter. Listen, this is the rapture of the church. Absolutely, definitely, amen. It's real. It's going to happen. John the Revelator said in the fourth chapter, after this, after the church age is over, after Laodicea, amen, goes into the tribulation period, he said, I look, behold, mm-hmm. a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was, it were a trumpet,
mm-hmm.
talking with me, which said, come up hither. That's Jesus Christ calling the church. Come up hither. Come up from planet Earth. Those that's in the grave, bust the graves open. Open the graves up and let those saints come up out the grave. When they come
yes.
up out the grave, we that remain alive shall be what? Caught up, the rapture,
oh.
in the middle of the air, and we shall be with the Lord. It says, immediately I was in the spirit. Uh-oh, that's
yeah.
the new body. That's the new body we're going to have. I'm in the
that's
spirit
right.
now, but when the rapture of the church come, John said, I was in the spirit. I got a spiritual body. I got a spiritual soul. I got a spirit of spirit. Amen. And I'm going to be changed in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. And guess what? When I leave, I'm going to meet the Lord in the air. And when I got to the judgment seat of Christ, look here. This is in your Bible, sisters and brothers. This is in the Word of God. He says, and when I got to the throne of God, and I got to the judgment seat, he said, immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne.
Yes.
Jesus Christ sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper. A jasper is a white stone.
Mm-hmm.
White as the sunlight. And as you can imagine, The sunlight is bright when it's on when it's top dead center, 12 o'clock at in the evening at noontime. No man, no human being can look straight at the sun and walk away seeing again. He can't look at the sun. It's too bright.
That's right.
And the Bible said Jesus Christ is the bright and morning star. He's brighter than the sun. And the sun is the morning star. The only way that a man can make it, it could have set a shade on. And let me tell you, and even that, he can't look at too long. Because the sun rays will mess his pupil up. And here you are walking around thinking you somebody. You're using the Lord's name in vain. You're cussing and you're lying and you're cheating. And you don't fear God. You ain't thinking about your soul. You ain't thinking about the crucifixion, what Jesus done for you. And here you can't even look at the sun straight at it. So will you imagine? You cannot be at the judgment seat of Christ unless you've been born again and get your new body. When you get your new body, we're going to see Christ face to face. Third verse says, and he that sat upon it looked upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow. That rainbow represents God telling Noah that I will no longer, never again, let it rain upon the earth. And I'm going to give it different colors to represent, amen, my ultimate power and my glory.
Amen.
I got this. This is the judgment seat of Christ now. This rainbow is going to be around the throne and in the sight like an emerald. And around and about the throne was 24 seats. And I saw 24 elders. These elders are the 12 apostles. Now get this now.
Yeah.
The 12 apostles and the 12 tribe of Israel will be at the throne of the judgment seat of Christ. We will see the 24 elders. These men are called elders because they have had the experience with Jesus Christ in carrying the glorious gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he says, and they were clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne it come nothing but lightning and thundering, and voice. This is the judgment seat of Christ. This is where I'm getting ready to go. This is where the church is getting ready to go. This is what the church is going to have to face. This is what the church is going to experience for those that have been born again, washed in the blood, and telling the world that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And I'm going to see him pretty soon. I got my bag packed. My heart is fixed. My mind is fixed. I've been tugging along and preaching the gospel for 56 years. I've been trying to tell the world, look, this is where I'm getting ready to go. I'm not going to be here forever. I'm just passing through. I'm an old pilgrim looking for a home, and I know where my home is at. And I'm getting there to be good for the works that I've done for the Lord here on earth.
Wow.
And before the throne, there was a sea of glass and crystal in the midst of the throne, round about the throne, and were four beasts, the four beasts were full of eyes in the wings, in the backside, and behind. And the first beast was like a lion. Lions represent royalty. Jesus Christ was the royal one. Oh, my God. He's a lion out of the tribe of Judah. He's a bright and morning star. He's the lily of my valley. He's the hope of glory. Yeah! He's the one that took Calvary's cross. And John said, I saw a second beast. And the second beast, I saw one like a calf. And a calf is represent a beast of burden. And don't you know Jesus Christ rolled on a beast through Jerusalem called a beast of burden. And don't you know Jesus Christ was a burden bearer. He bare my sins and your sins. And he was nailed to a cross. And when a calf is grown up, he become an ox. And an ox is one of the farmers because an ox is a strong, strong beast. Y'all don't understand what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you an ox is a farm tractor. An ox can go down in the mud. Yes, he can. And he can take the plow down in the mud with him and take the farmer down in the mud with him. And you tell that farmer, tell him, say, all right, ox, giddy up. Giddy up that ox will pick himself and move himself out of the mud onto dry land. Good God Almighty. Don't you see what I'm trying to tell you? Jesus Christ was an ox. You know what he did? He went down in the grave, way down in the grave. And when he went down in there, he took the sins of the world and put it on his shoulder. And when he went down in the bowels of hell, he told Satan, I'm going to unload this. I'm going to get up on the third day morning with all power in heaven and in earth, and I'm going to have power to save. I'm going to be able to save humanity from sin. yeah, and I'm so glad he went down in the grave for me. That's what that calf means. And then he said, I saw a face of a man. That man represents humanity. Good God Almighty, human, and when he became human, divinity met humanity, and humanity said, well, I'm going to have a problem because the human body had nerves and pains, and Jesus had nerves and pain all through his body when he went in the Garden of Gethsemane, and the pain was so harsh and so crucial and so devastating. He said, Father, if it's your will, let the cup pass from me. And Jesus said, not my will, but your will be done. And that represents that God became human. That man that had the wings represent the humanity of Jesus Christ. And then the last beast was an eagle. Good God Almighty. The eagle is the highest flying bird that can fly above the atmosphere, that can fly around a storm or through a storm. He can dive at 120 miles an hour and go on top of the surface of the water and take his claws and dip in the water and bring out a big fish and take it on the mountains high. Good God Almighty, yeah. And don't you know what I'm saying? I'm saying that Jesus Christ is like an eagle. Yeah, he came. Did he come? He came all the way down and scooped up humanity by the cross. Yeah, I know he scooped up humanity by the cross, because when he came down, he went down to the bowels of hell and preached to those in prison and got up on the third day morning with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. And now he sits on the right-hand side of the Father, and he answers prayer for me and you. And no one cares what he did. He saved my soul. But you know what he had to do? He got the claws of grace. Yeah, you know what
amen.
He did? Claws of grace. And reached down and grabbed my soul with the claws of grace and drew me out of sin. Oh, he draw me out of sin. He set my soul
amen.
Free. He set it free that I could tell the world that Jesus Christ is the glory of God. He's an eagle, and that eagle is still flying. But one day, when the church is going to be taken out, he's going to grab the church out. And when he grabs the church out, he's going to grab all those that know him in the pardon of the sin. Don't you want to go? Don't you want to go? Don't you want to go from the trump blow? And I'm going to close with this. And Brother Tim, amen, you can take it from there. I'm going to close with this. He says, the flying eagle, we went to the calf, we went through the lion, and we went through the eagle. Those are four attributes. It shows four attributes of Jesus Christ. He's an eagle. He's a man, God-man. He's a suffering servant, the ox. And he is the lion, the royal lion out of the tribe of Judah. So I want you to understand that those that have read this, now I don't know what you're saying, but this is what that means. It said in the fourth beast, each one had six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within and without. And they did not rest day or night. They were saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was,
amen.
which is to come. When we get to heaven, we're going to see, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which is, which was, and which is to come. We're going to be in his presence. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who lived forever and ever, And the 420 elders fell down before
yes,
him.
Sir.
And on the floor and worship him forever and ever. I'm going to say this one day. And he says, and they're crowned before the throne. He said, thou art worthy. No God on earth. No God that the prince power they had. No God nowhere but the God of heaven is worthy to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created things, for thou hast pleasured those that live and created. And let me tell you, God gets all the glory. No man, no woman, no celebrity, no football player, no baseball player, no tennis player. Nobody gets the glory but God Almighty. And the world today is giving glory to everything but God himself. And God said, I'm a jealous God, and I ain't going to stand too much longer. But yet and still, he's telling you right now, whoever listening to this, he's telling you right now, you need to come to him. You need to come to him now, because
that's
this
right.
is no plaything. You need to set everything that you ever thought of that you could accomplish and set your soul by the cross.
Yes.
And make sure your soul is right before you leave here. The
that's
most
right.
important thing, the most important thing in your whole life,
mm-hmm.
listen to me, the most important thing in your whole life is your soul.
Right.
Not your education, and I don't mind education, but some people get smart, they get stupid. They think education gets you to heaven, but the only thing can get you to heaven is the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And
Amen.
The world is on the sidetrack. They only use it. They want to use God when some emergency comes. Well, God ain't no light switch. I'm going to tell you something. He ain't no light switch. You can't turn him on and turn him off anytime you want to. Folks, turn him on. Turn him off. Turn him on. I feel like going to church. No, I don't feel like going. I turn him on. I feel like cussing somebody. No, I don't. I feel like trying to bless him. No, you don't do that. You can't do
That's
something
right.
like that. Ain't no turn off, turn on God. If you know
That's
him,
right.
you ought to live like you know him. If you don't know him, you ought to confess, I'm a hypocrite. I'm pretending. You need to quit trying to fake God. You can fake me. You can fool me some of the time, but you can't fool God none of the time. Because he got all seen out. He got X-ray vision. He can see through you. He knows every crack and cranny
That's
of
right.
your soul in you. He knows it. He can see it. And he can smell sin. Good God Almighty. So if you want to be in the church, if you want to be in the rapture of the body of Christ, you're going to have to be sanctified. You're going to have to be set apart from the blood, by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This year concludes the fourth chapter, and those that's listening to me, the fourth chapter is the rapture of the church. That's what it is. Don't let no theologian come and tell you anything else, because he's a lying wonder. And that lying wonder is the devil, because he don't want the church to be raptured, but yet still he do want the church to be raptured, because he can't do nothing until the rapture of the church occurs. The Antichrist
Amen.
cannot come on the scene and be on national TV until the rapture of the church. He can't do it, because there's too many saints of God that knows the word of God that can stand up. And remember this, God don't need
That's
a whole
right.
lot of folks to do a big job. He need one man to do a big job. Pastor Paul was a little man, but he did a big job.
Yes,
he did. Upside down. So they end up putting him in prison and beheading him in Rome. The one world government. And Rome today has been revived. And since it's been revived, it's rid of the Christian on the planet, but he can't do it, because when the church is gone, God's got 144,000, and out of the 144,000, I'm going to give it over to Brother Tim, let him wrap it up and have altar call. When the 144,000 get through with his job, God said, I got two witnesses. After the two witnesses got through with his job, he said, it's done. Time is up.
Right.
He shot the revelation. Time is up. The whole sky, the whole universe rolls back
yeah.
like a stroke. Oh, listen to me what I'm saying. Read it in the 19th chapter of Revelation. It's going to roll back like a stroke, and Jesus Christ is going to shout from heaven, and the church, the church of living God is going to be on white horses coming back in glory to set up
That's
the millennium.
Right.
And we got the victory this afternoon if you were just listening. If you would just listen to the word of God, you got the victory this morning, this evening, if you would just listen and come to Christ, because that's the only way are you going to escape the wrath of the Almighty.
Amen.
What Jesus did 2,000 years ago, the blood has never lost its power. And let
that's
me
right.
tell you something. You are secure in the hands of God Almighty. Because he said, nobody, my Father's hand.
Amen.
You in eternal salvation forever. The devil cannot come in and take your salvation. The world
That's
didn't
right.
give it to me, and the world can't take it away. I don't care how many problems I got as a being a Christian, because a lot of Christians have a lot of problems, a lot of financial problems, a lot of lusting problems, a lot of smoking problems, a lot of gambling problems. Oh, yes, your Christian got problems. But they
right.
got to come out of that problem. They got to fall on their knees and say, Lord, use me and rebuke the devil and all his demons that's trying to steal my salvation, but he can't steal it. Because
right.
You'll die under chastisement. Before God let you go to hell, you'll die under chastisement. Oh, come on, preachers. What are you
Amen.
Talking about this in and out salvation? Ain't no such monster. Jesus saved. He don't have saved. He don't three-quarter of a saved. He don't 99 and a half saved. He saves you.
That's
Save
right.
your soul. Never. Why? Because that's what he died for. And he ain't dying no more. Ain't no more dying. Ain't no more crucifixion. No more resurrection. The only resurrection is the church and the wicked ones in the second resurrection. Jesus Christ is your hope. Drugs is not your hope. Sex is not your hope. Nothing
right.
is your hope. But Jesus Christ. And whoever out there is listening, you need to come to Christ right now. You need to bow your head right now. I'm serious. Brother Tim is serious as a heart attack.
Amen.
I believe it. The Lord said, Brother Tim was going to have a heart attack an hour from now. I believe Brother Tim would say, Lord, wait a minute. Wait, let me tell somebody about Jesus Christ before I have a heart attack.
Amen.
And I'm the same way. If I was going to die tomorrow, I'd say, Lord, let me die telling somebody about Jesus Christ. Don't go to hell.
That's right.
Come on and come to the cross. Come on and bow your heads. And the Bible says, confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Brother Tim, open the altar. Give the
yes,
listeners
an
opportunity to go over that Roman road and let them know, amen. It's simple as ABC. Go ahead, Brother Tim.
Amen. Amen. I like that, Doctor. Simple as ABC, 1, 2, 3. Amen. The Bible says all you have to do in Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart, amen, that the word, amen, and that the Lord Jesus shall believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's Romans, the 10th chapter, verse 9. Verse 10 says, for with the heart man believeth
yes.
unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Amen. In other words, what Paul says, how do you know that you're saved? Because you love him. You confess. And if you love him, you'll keep his what? Amen. It says you'll keep his commandments. Amen. You'll keep his commandments. We love the brother. Amen. That's what the scripture says. We love the brother. We love the sister. Amen. That's how we know that we are saved. That's how we know that we love God, because we treat
Thank
our
you.
Brothers and sisters with love and respect. Amen. Because it's just like, how do I know that I love my wife? Because I constantly
mm-hmm.
keep telling her I love her. Amen. And
yes,
she keeps constantly telling me she loves me. Because when you love somebody, what's in you going to come out. Amen. You got to tell them.
Yeah.
Just like you love your children. You're going to tell your children that you love them. You said that from the moment you said you saw them little babies, you just loved them so much. You would just hold them and show them. See, you say it, and what? You show it. You feed them. You take care of them. You love them. Man, your heart goes out. Amen. When they hurt, you hurt. Amen. That's how you know that you love. That's how you know that you love God. Amen. Because we keep his commandments. We do his will. Amen. We stay with it. We walk in the spirit. And that's what God wants us to do. We want to be a light unto the world. The Bible says that Christ be lifted up. What?
He'll
draw all men. Unto me. Amen. And that's all
Amen.
It takes for salvation. Salvation is just that easy, just that simple. But because men have crept in on the words, preaching lies, amen, teaching motivational speeches and reading scriptures with it. amen. Amen, doctor. Amen. You know I'm telling the truth. They got in the church talking about we need a plane and we need a $100,000 car. We need all this stuff. Amen.
Yeah.
But Christ didn't have none of that. He is our example to live by. He didn't have none of that stuff. He didn't have none. He wasn't walking around parading what he had and walking
on,
around
preacher.
With his chest out. Amen. That's not Christ. That's not God. Like, our purpose is to save souls, to get as many souls saved before Christ returns back to this earth. That's our job. Not to see how much money we can raise in the offering plate. Not to see how much money the pastor can put in his bank account or how much money we can raise for his church anniversary. Amen. They ain't got so bad now. They have a, talking about pastor and wife anniversary, church anniversary now, pastor and wife anniversary. Amen. And
come on.
Amen. I just kind of feel some type of way about all that stuff. I mean, I understand it, but amen. But you got to put God first. Amen. Not man. It ain't about me. Amen.
Right.
We're here to glorify God. We're here to talk about the Lord, our Lord and Savior. Amen. So we just want you all to understand that salvation is free. You can have it today. The only way you're going to escape what's about to hit this planet. Amen. The only way that you're going to, it's about to be hell on earth. This is literal. That's not about, that's literal. It's about to be hell on earth. This place is about to get flipped up, upside down. What you know today is normal, going out to games and having fun and eating hot dogs and going out to eat. That stuff is about to change. Lord, have mercy. Man, the devil has the world blinded. He has the church blinded, and people just going about their way. They are so in love with this life. They are so in love with their possessions and what they have, they don't know what's about to happen. Amen, doctor. Amen. So I just want to open up the doors of the church, and I want everyone to receive, to let everybody know that we love y'all. This is why we do it, because we love you, and we're steady going to continually teach the word of God. We're going to continue to talk about these end time events and the things that are going on in this world. Amen. Bless you, and I love you. Go ahead, doctor.
All right. This is the period of time which all that we have said, all that we have tried to express and break it down for you and encourage you, and those that thought it was so hard to get saved and you got to almost bend your mind to receive Christ. Well, that's the low down devil type spirit.
That's right.
As easy as sin, it's much easier just to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.
Right.
It's easy. But the devil makes salvation like difficult. You got to go work in a coal mine. Then you got to come out of coal mine, go into construction, and do all this work and all this here different kind of rituals and stuff and dibble dabble here and they get saved. That's a lying wonder.
The only thing you have to do is the foot of the cross.
Confess with your mouth. Admit that you need a Savior. And the only Savior is Jesus Christ. And believe with your heart that God raised him from the dead. Come out the grave by yourself. Didn't need nobody. Didn't need to call the hospital or the paraplegic. He didn't call the paramedics to bring an oxygen tank to put through his nostrils to get up out the grave. He got up.
That's right.
When he got up, the power of the